cited, it's a very Saul Friedman.
The Gemara Yerushalmi tells us Reb Yaakov Ba'achav B'Shem Reb Yochanan La'olam lo yehei ha'pusik hazeh zoz mipicha. A person should always be careful that the following pusik lo yehei zoz mitoich picha should always be reciting this pusik again and again and again. Which pusik? Hashem tzavukoi simuni miskavluni Elokei Yaakov. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan not gezuk the andere pusik. Hashem tzavukois ashrei udam boiteach bach. And in the Eitz Tfilas in Eitz Yosef, he quotes a third chazal. Omer Rabbi Akiva, mezal zugin Hashem hoishiyo melech yaneini b'yom kareini. Ot gezuk Rabbi Akiva, kala oime shloisha psikim eili, miftach she'einoi nizik. Anybody who says every day these three psikim, Hashem tzavukai simuni, miskavluni, elokei Yaakov selo, Hashem tzavukai, ashrei udam b'teach bach, Hashem moshiyo, ha'melech yaneinu im kareini, miftach she'einoi nizik, va'ani urev b'dova. He is promised that she'einoi nizik, nothing bad is going to befall him on that day. Va'ani urev b'dova. And actually now in the Slichas take, if we look in the Slichas, we'll see that almost every time when we say the Yid Gimel Midas HaRachmim, straight afterwards, for some reason it's only printed in small letters, we say, K'rachem uv'abunim, ken k'rachem Hashem aleini, l'Hashem ha'yishiyah l'amcho b'chosech oselo, and then we say these three psikim. So this is what I want to speak about. What is the special significance of these three psikim, and how does it work that these three psikim have such a gewaldige koyach that by us saying them is miftach she'einoi nizik v'ani urev b'dova? And that's why the Yerushalmi said lo'olam lo yehei ha'pusik hazeh zoz mipicha. And actually every single day we say it many times. We say them in the karbunas, and the minhag is to say them three times, although there's no makor for three times. In the Sfardish Siddurim, it's only printed say it once. The makor that we say three times comes from the Yesod V'Shoresh Avodah. We say it again in Psika de Zimra. We say it afterwards in Ashrei Volatzion. We say it in Ein Kelokeini. We say Bakabunas before Mincha. In Nisach Sfard, we say it before Mariv. We say it every week. Glach Motzah Shabbos in Havdula, part of our Havdula. So we do say these psikim again and again. But especially in the Slichas take, we are saying it almost every single time. We say Yidgim and Sarachmim, we repeat these psikim. And we see how important it is. Asadua Gavaldiga Chiddush, which state in the Rekeach. And one of the Gedoy Lachroinim, the Aderes, he writes this Chiddush for himself. He obviously didn't have the Rekeach. We know that somebody comes late to Shachris and he hasn't got time to say the whole of Psika de Zimra. The halacha is that b'di'evet, he's allowed to be medalek. He can say just Boruch Sha'oma, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Obazuk derekech, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, that you should say these two psikim of Hashem Tzavukai Simuni, Miskavlun Yelekei Yaakov Selo, Hashem Tzavukos Ashrei Yudam. Those psikim you have to say. So you'll say Boruch She'oma, these two psikim, Ashrei and Yishtabach. And as I shrapped one of the Gedolim, the Aderes, V'li b'amiyisi nir lechadish b'zeloi ma'psikim, because they're so important, these two psikim. So what is it about these psikim? What is the koyach of these psikim? So first of all, we need to know the Machaber Paskens in Yoredeya, in Simen Resh Ayin Vov, that there are seven names that the Rabbeinu Shloim is called by. says the Mechaber, first of all, Shem Havai, Yid Kei Vov Kei, Adnes, Aleph Dalet Min Yid, Kael, Elokai, Elokim, Shakai, and the seventh one is Tzavukos. And these are Shemos She'enom Nimchokim. These are proper names of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So one of the names of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is called Tzavukos. Explains the Radak on the pusik which we say every day in Kedisha, Kudosh, 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 Hashem Tzavukos, Meloi Chol Ha'uretz Kavoidoi. Writes the Radak, why is Ribbono Shel Olam referred to here as Tzavukos? This is what the Maluchim are saying in Shemayim. Hashem Tzavukos, Kihi Udoin Tzavukos, Male V'Tzavuos Mata. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Tzavukos, He is in charge of the entire universe, Male and Mata. Everybody, all the celestial beings in Shemayim and everywhere down here. So this is what Tzavukos means. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of the entire universe. Writes the Reishis Chochma, Shahava Periptes. V'lekach Oma lo yehei pusik zeh zoz mi picha. This is the reason why Chazal told us to always say this pusik. Shai Omri Hashem Tzavukos Imuni. We are saying the Ribbono Shel Olam, who he is Tzavukos, who he is ruling over millions and billions and trillions of stars, of Maluchim, Oifanim, Srufim, Chayas HaKodesh. They grows the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem was his Tzavukos. Imuni, he is with us, writes the Reishis Chochma. This shows the gewaltig ahava which the Ribbono Shel Olam has for Klal Yisroel. Although the Ribbono Shel Olam is such a great Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem is Tzavukos Imuni. And Nishnoi is Imuni, he is Miskav Luni, he is protecting us. And how long is he protecting us for? Elokei Yaakov, Tzela. Tzela means la'olam vued. And when is this? Even when Klal Yisroel is not on the level of Yisroel, Elokei Yaakov. Even when we only considered Yaakov, not Yisroel, Elokei Yaakov is also Tzela. So this denotes the gewaltige ahava from the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisroel. Now we know, first day Rosh Hashanah, we line the Haftorah about Chana. Because the story of Chana, she didn't have any children, she davened to Hashem. This took place, the story was on Rosh Hashanah, that Nifgada Chana. Now the Torah, the Pusik in Haftorah, in Shmuel Aleph, says the following words, Vatidoi Neda, Chana made a Neda, Vatoyma, and she said, Hashem Tzavukos, Imrua tirebuni amusecho nosatu la amusecho zeramushim. When she davened to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give her a child, she begged the Ribbono Shel Olam, you Hashem, you Hashem, Tzavukos. Tells us the Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Rebbe Luza, Miyoyim Shabura Kodesh Baruch Hu Yesoilumoi, Lohoya Udom Shakuroi La Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzavukos. Nobody ever referred to the Ribbono Shel Olam, gave the Ribbono Shel Olam that title, calling Hashem Tzavukos, Ad Shabusa Chana VeKarusa Tzavukos. Until Chana came, and she said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you are Tzavukos, please give me a child. Omra Chana Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, what did Chana mean by calling Hashem Tzavukos? And she said an unbelievable thing. Ribbono Shel Olam, Mikol Tzavuei Tzavuei Sheberusa Beilamcha, from all the millions and billions and trillions of Tzavuois which we have no asuga, that you have created in your entire universe, Kushe Beinecho Shetiten Li Ben Echad, is it so difficult for you? You've created such a massive empire, such a massive universe, so difficult to give me one child? What am I already asking for? One child? Is this so difficult? Moshe lemuadova doima. Says the Gemara, a mushal from a melech which made a beautiful, massive banquet, and there came an uni echad who is hungry and he's begging the servants there to please give him some food. Doesn't need the best food, the most expensive, just something to put into his mouth, a piece of bread, a parisa, and the avudim weren't interested. Says the Gemara, dochak v'nichnas eitzel ha-melech. This fellow pushed himself until he came in front of the king, Omaloi, and he said, Adoini Amelech, Mikol Sina Shosisa, from this massive banquet which you've made, I see there's so much food here, enough to feed a whole army. Kusha Beinecho, Litany Prisa Achaz, can you not spare for me one little piece of bread, something? So this is what Chana davened to Hashem, and this is how Chana at gepoiled by the Rabbeinu Shloilem, that should be zoicha to a child. Now there is a sefer called Beis Yaakov al Torah in Parshas Vayelech. This was written by one of the great tzaddikim 200 years ago. His name was Rabbi Yaakov Aaron, the Ruv of Alexander. Not the Rebbe, there was Alexander Rebbes. He was the Ruv in Alexander 200 years ago. Was from the Groyser Talmidim, from the Choyzer, from the Blin, and the Magid of Koshnitz. And he brings down this Gemara, and he asks, what is Chazal telling us here with this story? The Chama called the Rabbeinu Shloilem Tzavukos, and this is how she davened, and it kapoyed for her, a selfish issue. And he writes as follows, Hashas dilon limit luni eitzo eich lehispalo. Chazal are telling us advice. When a person wants to daven to the Rabbeinu Shem, and he wants the Rabbeinu Shem should accept his tefillahs, how do we need to daven? And this is what the Gemara tells us in them, Sechtes Bruchas. Omer of Hamnina, Kame Hilchasa, Gevirte Ike LeMishnah Mahane Kru Dechana. We learn out many important halachas, how we are supposed to daven, from the Psikim about Chana, how Chana davened. Pronounce the words clearly. We learn that many important halachas from Chana. So writes the Sefer Beis Yaakov. Similarly, what the Gemara is telling us is an Eitze Yeshura. V'shemita lispalol b'derech zeh. It's permissible for a person to daven in the way how Chana davened, and to say in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilem, like Chana said, please Rabbeinu Shloilem, you've created such a massive universe. Can you not spare for me? Can you not give me what I need? Children, gezind, panusa, all the things that you've created. And this is what I heard from my mechitten, the Yida Kudish from Peshischa. He was a mechitten of the Yida Kudish from Peshischa, one of the greatest tzaddikim. That whenever he used to be mespalel for a Yid would come to him with a kvittel, begging him, please be ma'oyer rachmim for me. Before he would daven for this particular Yid, the Yida Kudish from Peshischa would say to psikim in Tehillim, in Perik Samach Tes. Elokim ato yodato leivalti va'ashmoisa mimchol leinichchodi. Rabbeinu Shem, you know all my shortcomings. You know that I'm not perfect. You know all the various that I've done. But despite this, carries on the pasuk in Tehillim, al yevoi shibi koivecho Hashem Elokim tzevukos. Please, Rabbeinu Shloilem, who you are, Hashem Elokim tzevukos, don't embarrass me. So why did he say these two psikim? What the Yid HaKodesh was saying was, Rabbeinu Shloilem, I know I'm not perfect. But you, Rabbeinu Shloilem, you are Elokim Tzavukos. You are such a grosser Rabbeinu Shloilem. Look, you've created the entire universe. You can't possibly just spare for me. You can't possibly help me. The Eshter B'Yam Rebbe, the Pachad Yitzchak, used to say, it's a skill to say over this following story to help somebody who's not well. As the Rebbe Reb Zisha is a Mugavein Zeynish Gezint. And they came to the Shpola Zayda from the Gresta Tzadikim. And the Shpola Zayda said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, if sure there's a Malach who will tana, that the Rebbe of Zis is nishta za Gresta Tzadik, and nishta za Udam Gudel. Ken zan se if sure se du a za Malach, which wants to be Mekatrik. But Rabbeinu Shloilem, is he any worse than all those Goyim, was Drein Zacharim, Gezint Ahayt, they are all Gezint? If they all gezint, is the Rebbe Reb Zish any worse than them? So if you are giving the Goyim gezint, can you not give the Rebbe Reb Zish a gezint and a Gron gezint? Of the Beyond the Rebbe Gazuk Segila to say over this story by a choyle kedeya zozoichot ansrafia. And this is the Zelbe Yisod. Reboi Nishloilim, you are Hashem Elokim Tzavukos. So therefore, if you are Tzavukos, the Boishim, you've been famous the whole Bria. Can you not possibly manage to look after me? So this is the pshat of the Sefer Beis Yaakov. The Osher of a Rebbe, Chayin of Rucha, in his Sefer Be'er Moshe and Pashas Va'era, also speaks about this Yishalmi, Lo'olam lo'itehei pusik zeh zoz mipicha. And he comes with a slightly different mahalach. It's written in Pashas Va'era, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, "Nosati es Yudim in Mitzrayim, v'hoytzeisi es tzivoisai es ami b'nei Yisrael me'ez Mitzrayim." Tells Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You are to take out from Mitzrayim who es tzivoisai es ami b'nei Yisrael." Asks the Orach Haim Hakodesh, "Tzuruch ledas mi heim hatzivois? Who are we referring here to? It's a dabalution. Should take out Siv Oisai as B'nai Yisroel. It's mashma that Siv Oisai is something else besides Klal Yisroel." So says the Rechaim HaKudosh, no, it refers to Be'etzem, to Klal Yisroel. What the Pusik is telling us is, although the Reboishim has in Shamayim Siv Ois, millions and billions and trillions of maluchim, tsrufim, chayois, voifanish, voifanzakoish, which they are called tsavois. But says the Pusik, says the Rechaim HaKodesh, Klal Yisrael, they are the real tsavoisai. Vohoitseisi es tsavoisai, my tsavois. Who is my tsavois? My tsavois, this is Klal Yisrael. And then he quotes a medrash, and a gewaltige medrash, which is very, very nogeya for now, Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Mefarshim, many Mefarshim, ask the following question. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is Imri Lefunai Malchias Kedesha Tamlichini Aleichem. We are supposed to be Mamlich the Rabbi Nishon. Fregen the Mefarshim Akasha, is the Malchus of the Rabbi Nishon somehow dependent on us being Mamlech the Rabbi Nishon? We say in Adoin Oilam, as Rabbi Nishon is Adoin Oilam Hashem Mulach, B'terem kol Yitzin Nivro, V'achrei kichlois hakoin, Levado yimloich noira. So the Rabbi Nishon's Malchus is not dependent on whether we are Mamlechim or no Mamlech. And the Rabbi Nishon doesn't need us. He was a Melech before the world was created and will be the Melech after the world is created. This is a kasha which many, many Meforishim mitchenzach on this kasha. And the Kotzker Rebbe, the Shem Shmuel says, that's why the Avoida is, says the Kotzker Rebbe, Shetam Lichini Aleichem. The Avoida isn't to be Mamlich the Boishim, the Avoida is that we should be Makabel the Malchus Shemayim. This is the Avoida. Boishim doesn't need us. We have to be Mamlich the Boishim. We have to be Makabel on ourselves. However, there's a gewaltige medrash which the Osher of a Rebbe quotes here. This is a medrash in Shir Hashirim Zita Perek Gimel. Oma Kodesh Bochi Le Yisroel, says Reboishim to Klal Yisroel, Kaviyuchel, Ein Li Malchus, I don't have a Malchus, V'lo Chayulois, and I have no soldiers, no defense, Ad Shemaltim Emlachtim Oisi, until you will mamlech me. Says the Medrash, that's why Ein ato moitze tzavuos b'sefer Yecheskel. The word tzavukos is not mentioned at all in Gan Sefer Yecheskel. Gan Sefer Yecheskel is a big sefer. Yechezkel Anuvi never called the Rabbeinu Shloilem with this name, Tzavukos. Why not? Loima, kol hayonim sha'atem begoyle, as long as Klal Yisrael is in Golis, ein li chayulois im Malchus ad shetachzeri lemalchischem. Until Klal Yisrael comes back into Eretz Yisrael and will be the Geila, says Rabbeinu Shloilem, I don't have a proper Malchus. I don't have a genuine Malchus. Shneemar for uli moishim b'hatzio in lishpoitus hareisav, then v'hoisu l'Hashem hamelicha. Then the Rabbeinu Shloilem will have a melicha. So Yechezkel HaNovi, who he's the Novi, speaks about the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, in his Sefer, Sefer Yechezkel, is not mentioned the title, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, is called Tzavukos. Now we understand what we say every day. See Yisrael, Kima Bezas Yisrael, Efadeichen Amecha Yisrael V'nema, Goyaleini Hashem, Tzavukos Shemoi, Kedosh Yisrael. We say, Rabbeinu Shloilem, you are Tzavukos, you want that Klal Yisrael should be a Tzavukosai. So therefore, you have to be Goyal Klal Yisrael. This is now what we understand. Chama says the Osher of the Rebbe. When she davened to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, she said, "Hashem tzavukos imruoi tira beuni amusecho." She said, "Rabbeinu Shloilem, you've got so many tzavuos in Shemayim, but the ikar tzavuosai, my tzavuosai is Bnei Yisrael, and therefore when she wanted to be Mo'oyer Rachmim, she davened and said, Rabbeinu Shloilem, we are your Tzavuos. Please have Rachmunis on Klal Yisrael. So therefore, Zuk the Osher Rav, this is what Chazal meant, La'oylam alti pusik ze zoz beficha. This is why, as well, there were tzaddikim who, even during the day, not even b'shav tefillah, they would say these psikim again and again. The Sefer Imre Pinchas, from Reb Pinchas Koritzer, he quotes that when Reb Pinchas Koritzer would wake up in the morning, he would say straight away, I suppose after Birchas HaTorah, he would say straight away, these three psikim, Hashem Tzavukos Simoni, Viskavluni L'Kiyakav Selah. Similarly, the Sefer Rishpa H is quoted that the Modchen Shchiza from the Grosse Tzadikim, throughout the day, he would repeat these psikim again and again, because these are psikim which are ma'oira rachmim on Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Charedim in Perek Dalad writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, Yesh le'udam b'chol yoim la'oira ahava. A person should every single day, not only in Chodesh El, but the whole year, a person should be ma'oira the ahava from the Rabbeinu Shem to Klal Yisrael. How do we do this? V'oimel b'siv pusik zikuroin yoitzrein yirusoi kegoin Hashem tzavukos mulai chalures kevoide v'chayim kiyoseh ba'eli. And then he carries on and says that his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Sagis, would often sing to himself throughout the year, Ashrei ish shelo yishkochekel iben udom yis'ameitz b'chol. And I remember my father, Zechon Evrucha, although he wasn't musical, but he used to, throughout the year, he used to often, just out the blue, he would sing to himself with the Yumim Nerum Dikken Nigen, Yach Bieli Tzel Yudoi Tachas Kamfashchen. Just suddenly he would, at him, saying, Yach Bieli Tzel, to himself he would say it, Nachmul and Nachmul. And this Havoida, that we have the koyach to be able to be ma'oire the hava from the Rabbeinu Shloilem through saying these psikim. Now with this we understand another yisod. Somebody who says adoin oilam shteite mata moshe gevaldike chiddush motzusi kusiv. I found it written. Kol mi shemachavim be'ez haschulas adoin oilam. Whoever is machavim to say adoin oilam with kavuna. Kusa Rabbi Yidachusid, Rav Haigon, Rav Shariragon, Urev Ani Badova. I promise him, I guarantee him, Shetfilusoi Nishmas. his tefillah will be heard. Ve'ein sutim mekatrig al tefillusoy, ve'oivov noiflim lefunov. Ve'yeshomim af yetzahura mashlim itoy. A gewaltige haftocha. You just say, I'll go in oilam with kavuna. A person is zoicha to these unbelievable haftochas. This is a mesoira from Rav Haigul. And I was thinking to myself, what is this power of Adoin Oilam so powerful? And I thought to myself, Ef Shistaka is gebolt of this chazal which we started off the Shia. Omer Bekiva, Kala Oima Shloshab Sikim Eili, Mivtach Sha'einoin Nizek, Va'ami Urev Bedova. Rabbi Kiva Zucht, if you say these three psikim, then a person is Mivtach Sha'einoin Nizek, Va'ami Urev Bedova. So it looks like perhaps the Adoin Oilam is the same koyach as this. And the shala is why. Zuk Reb Shimshon Reful Hish a gewaltig gewalt. We say in Adoin Oilam, we start off, Rabbi Nishloilam, you are the Adoin Oilam, Hashemulach Beterim Kol Yitzi Nivro, Vihi Hoya, Vihi Hoive, Vihi Besifura. Rabbi Nishloilam is the Melech Malchei Amlochim. But we know, that if a person has a problem and he needs help from the authorities, for example, let's say you got a parking ticket and you feel your parking ticket is not just and you want to appeal, you don't go to the prime minister or to the king or to a minister, because these people don't have the time and the ability to be busy with small, little, mundane, trivial matters. They can only be busy with big things which concern the running of the entire country. But small little things for every individual citizen, it's not possible. You have to go to some lower official. You can't go to a high ranking official. Zog Reb Shimshon Reful Hish, Baal Rabbein Shloilem is Nishtazoi. Der Rabbein Shloilem, who he is the Adoin HaKoil, Asher Mulach Beterem Kol Yitzi Nivra, He kei li v'chai goy ali v'tzi chevli be'eis tzura. Der grois Rabbein Shloilem. He kei li. He is my God. And if I have any problem whatsoever, I can turn to the Rabbein Shloilem v'chai goy ali. And the Rabbein Shloilem will help me v'tzi chevli. Similarly, tzi chevli be'eis tzura. V'hi nisi Imunois li biyoy mekro. When I cry out to Rabbein Shloilem, the Rabbein Shloilem, who's the Melech Malchei Amlochim, he is there for every single one of us, for all our problems, whether it should be big problems or small problems or the most trivial mundane problems, the Rabbein Shloilem is there. This is the Zel b'Yisod v'Hashem tzavukos imuni miskavluni Elokei Yakiselo. The Rabbein Hashem, who he is Tzavukos, he is over all the Tzavuos Shemala, all the millions and billions and trillions of Tzavuos, of stars, of worlds, of universes, of everything that there is in the Taya, but we don't even know what there is. There's Elber Rabbein Hashem, whose Tzavukos is Imuni. And Nishno is Imuni. He's Miskavluni, he's protecting us. Elokei Yaakov, whether on the high Madrega or on the low Madrega of Yaakov, and Selah, he's doing this La'oilam Vuel. This is the Gevaldige Koyach of these Psikim, which Chazal say through this we can poil a Yeshia. I spoke last week to the Biyana Rebbe Shlita when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me a remez for the coming year, Shnas Tuf Shin Peivov, in the Haftorah. And Pasha Shoiftim state, Manuvi alahurim, Ragle mevasa, Mashmiya shuloi mevasa toiv, Mashmiya yeshia, Oimelitzian, Mulech elekoyach, Chusov Hashem is roya kodshalele kalagoyim, Verui kal afse urets, Eis yeshias elekaini. So the Rebbe Shlita told me, Yeshias is gematria, Tov shin peivov. As Simon, the Boshim Taka Helfen, as the Kimende Keyosh, Nas Tovshim Peivo, Zozan Verui Kol Af Seuras, Kolapsay Uretz, Ais Yeshia Selekani, Mheira Vyameini Omei, Ubi Zoicha, Tuxiva, Vachasima Toiva, Ashnas Gila, Vyeshia, Luni Lachal Yisruel, Omei.
Omei.